the Elite Life Podcast. With your hosts, Tricia and Kylie. Here, we guide you on a journey of personal and professional transformation. Revealing the secrets to success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, join us as we unlock the doors to the elite world of growth, grit, and grace. So, let's dive in.
Welcome, 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 friends, to another episode of the Elite Life Podcast. We are so glad you're here with us today. My name's Trish.
And I'm Kylie. And today's episode is for the woman, or we'll say the person, who is tired of waiting. Waiting until she feels ready. Waiting until she has proof. Waiting until the stars align with the planets and all of the rainbows shine across the world. Waiting until everything is perfect before she starts living like the version of herself that she keeps dreaming about. And this is an episode super personal to my heart because I have fallen away from her. So I'm very excited to dive in with you guys this week and just talk about how we can get to the heart of this.
Yeah, and I love that you kind of corrected yourself because this is not just for women. Men do this too. They will sit and they will wait until this or that or this or that or this or that. And this is your permission slip to stop waiting.
Yes.
Stop waiting. Because the truth is the person that you need and want to be is already inside you. You just haven't been acting like that person consistently yet. And maybe you were, but you fell off, and we're going to help you get back on track.
Yep. Absolutely. So let's start here. Who is this person? You know, this person that you have in your mind, who you see when you close your eyes. She's this future version of yourself that you just can't seem to access. And that is the mindset. And I recognize this is what is also keeping me held back, and it's probably keeping you held back as well. You feel like you are just on the other side of a glass wall. You can see this person. You can hear them, their voice muffled through the glass, but it's an opaque glass, right? And it's through a wall with no door. How do we get there? And that's where we're starting today.
Yeah, so you know me. Let's get nerdy.
Nerdy!
Science.
Science. So according to behavior psychology, we all know I got my psychology degree from the University of Michigan. Thank you very much. Identity drives behavior, not the other way around. You don't need results to start being the person that you want to be. You have to start becoming that person by acting like them first.
Absolutely.
So what does that look like?
So you should start by, what I did was I sat down and I made that list, that six-figure Kylie list. And I wrote down all of the things that six-figure Kylie does, what she looks like, things she enjoys, how she manages to continue to enjoy them and earn six figures. So this is called identity-based habit change. So if you believe you're a healthy, confident person, you'll start acting like one, and those actions will reinforce the belief. It's like this beautiful, secular situation where you act like it and believe it, and you start living it. And then when you're living it, it boosts your belief, which boosts your life, which boosts your belief. Like, it's this beautiful roundabout that we have. But here's the thing. Most people wait for the evidence before claiming this identity rather than creating that evidence themselves.
Yeah, you don't get confidence and then show up, right?
Right.
That is not how you get confidence.
I did not become a confident real estate agent by, you know, waiting for that to come along. I jumped in head first, started talking to people, started doing the meetings, continued my training, continued my experience, working deals, closing deals, learning new things from each transaction. And that is how I am able to show up and talk to people and be confident in knowing what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I did this, like, I've talked about this a few times, like, when I started doing CrossFit, and people are like, you're a CrossFit athlete, and I'm like, oh, That's cute. That's funny. And then I was like, they're like, well, what makes an athlete? You do CrossFit every day. You show up at the gym every day. You eat to fuel your workouts every day. You're a CrossFit athlete. Like, and I was like, oh, I'm an athlete. And now I consistently refer to myself as an athlete. And you know what? That drives what I do. Athletes don't stay up till 2 a.m. Athletes don't drink 6 bottles of wine. Athletes aren't eating pizza at 2 a.m, damn right? It. And I will think about those things. If I want to be an athlete, how does an athlete live? How do they fuel themselves? How do they recover and take care of themselves? If you were an athlete, what would you be doing, right? I can't say, well, as soon as I become an athlete, I'll start eating good and I'll start doing CrossFit then. Like, no, you can't, you don't learn it after you're that person.
Right.
You learn it on the way.
Exactly. So let's talk about, you know, a daily practice. So like when you're unsure, you ask yourself, what would the future version of me do right now? So you come into a situation. I've been doing this in my head with my kids, right? So I'll come into a situation and obviously there's some kind of friction, most likely because I said no Cheetos before supper. Or, you know, you have to clean up your room before you go play with your friends. And my 9-year-old is now rolling on the floor screaming child abuse, okay? I have to ask myself, what would the mom that I want to be do? Is she going to slam the door? Is she going to call her husband and be like, you come home right now and take the door off? Because if not, I'm going to, which is exactly what I did. But I need to think of the things that the person I want to be would do. So that way I can do those things. It's like, okay, my office people are going to know what I'm talking about here. There is a moment in an office episode where Dwight Schrute is talking to the camera and he's like, before I do anything, I ask myself, would a stupid person do that thing or would an idiot do that thing? And if the answer is yes, I do not do that thing. That is my new motto. I need that on a t-shirt.
I've seen that. It's so like I'm picturing him. Yep.
He says, before I do a thing, I ask myself, would an idiot do this thing? So before Kylie picks up that open bag of Cinnamon Toast Crunch at 8:45 p.m., she needs to ask herself, would six-figure Kylie eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch at 8:45 p.m.? And the answer is no. So we don't do that thing. What does Kylie do? What does six-figure Kylie do at 8:45 p.m.? She does her 10-minute abs, and then she washes all of the makeup off of her face, and then she puts her hair in a braid, and then she brushes her teeth, and then she sits on the couch and reads next to her husband. That's what six-figure Kylie does.
Yeah, and this is, like, so applicable to, like, let's say women in business. This is what I have to do very often. I look at, like, people like, you know, Sarah Blakely, the owner of Spanx, or Mel Robbins, or Oprah, right? And I say, like, what would they do in this version? Not anxious Trisha who wants to be a people pleaser and wants everybody to like her. No. I need to show up as a woman with vision and boundaries. Oprah wouldn't be like, oh, you stole some stuff from me. That's okay. I'll get over it. No, she'd be like, I'm about to sue you and put it on a podcast and on TV because nobody steals from Oprah. Hello. Right? Like, come on, dude. Like, you have to be that person you want to become. And you want to become somebody who you maybe don't think you could ever become, right? Like, I want to work to be this version of myself that is so freaking amazing, because here's the thing. The person I am today is so much further than a person I ever thought I could be. So if I can get to here, I can get to there.
Exactly.
And I got to show up different.
That's what I keep trying to tell myself, because when okay, so this is a great place to talk about visualization. Is this where we can have our conversation?
Sure. Let's do it.
Okay. So I just started this because I never did it before. And I'm like, we're just sitting and thinking. This is stupid. So I started doing visualization and I have it stacked it with my stretching. And so I'm like, I didn't know what to do at first. I'm like, do I sit down? Okay, I'm sitting. Do I close my eyes? Do I open my eyes? So I sat. The first couple times I did it, it just felt like my brain was closed and there was a bouncy ball going around inside. So today, what I noticed was I was doing it like while I was driving, and I was like, oh, it's like daydreaming. But instead of daydreaming, where you're allowing your mind to wander, which is an important thing to do for creativity and stress relief, I was more intentional about my thoughts and the vision that I had. So I started by like picturing like getting out of bed. And sometimes in my mind, it's first person. And sometimes in my mind, it's third person. And so I'm getting out of bed and I'm grabbing my coffee and I'm sitting on my deck and I'm having this very meaningful prayer session with God and I'm reading the Bible. And then like out of nowhere, my brain fast forwarded to me sitting on like a news show or some kind of interview about the book I'm going to publish and talking about doing real estate and motherhood and this book that I want to sell and share with the world, this story that I've written. And so it was such an amazing experience to just have that happen. And I want to encourage you all to try this thing. It sounds a little woo-woo, but it really motivated me. Yeah. I will tell you, it's been 2 weeks, mm-hmm. 2 or 3 weeks, I feel like. Because remember, I was out of the office for this week's coaching session and the one before it. Yeah. So it's been 3 straight weeks where I have been working from home dealing with bullshit because my kids keep passing this crap around in our house, which is fine. Like, I'm glad and so blessed that God gave me a career to where I can work from home and be mommy and make sure they have Vixen socks on their feet and oil them every 20 minutes. So I'm very blessed for that, but it's jacking my mind because I have wired my brain to be, oh, we're in office mode. We are dressed. We have makeup on. Our hair looks nice. We have clothes on. We have clothes on. We have nice work clothes on. We are at the office and my brain is in that. So the struggle that I've been going through of trying to force my brain through this new system and reprogramming, this is work time based on a time slot rather than based on an environment, has been grueling. And so being able to take this time, I know I kind of like went off the side, but I want to encourage what I said all that to say this. I want to encourage you to do this activity and this exercise because it will help you rewire your brain. And especially if you are stuck in like a funk of like a limbo space where things are just not going exactly the way you want them to go, having a visualization session will remind you and remind your brain of what you want. And when you start to visualize that, your brain will go to work to seek out the stepping stones in your life that will lead you down the path of being that person. So that's why it is a little woo-woo, but it works, okay?
Yes, because if you can see it, then you believe it, then you achieve it.
It's like from Blades of Glory is one of my favorite movies. And he's like, if you can dream it, you can do it.
It's true, though. So when I first started visualizing, it was when I was running my first marathon. I used to visualize myself crossing the finish line. And so when I actually would go out and run, like, I've already crossed that finish line so many times. I've already won this race a million times in my mind. So I already know I can do it because I already seen myself doing it.
Right.
So if your brain's like, oh yeah, we know we can do this. We've already seen ourselves doing this. We've already seen ourselves in the Louis Vuitton shoes. We've already seen ourselves flying private. We've already seen ourselves getting our photo taken on the red carpet. We've already seen ourselves, like you said, on the talk show talking about our book that we already wrote. Visualization is such a strong tool for your toolbox because you've already seen it, so your brain knows you can do it. So this mm-hmm. actually feels easy because you've done it before.
Now, if I could just visualize, like in all of these visions, I don't know if my family's in them because my house is clean and all of my visions.
maybe you have somebody who cleans your house and you pay them for it, right?
So, and this leads into our next point, which is this is not about perfection. And I don't remember if I think we said it on a different episode we recorded. When I wrote out my perfect day of the person that I want to be, every single second was not accounted for. It was a block of a morning routine that was like, what, from 6 a.m. to 8:15, mm-hmm. and then a bigger block of work day. And I did not stack that with, I'm doing this from 9 to 10, I'm doing this from 10 to 11. Like, I just said work day, and I'm getting some non-negotiables done during that six-hour period. And then a chunk in the evening that starts at, like, 8:45, 8:30, when my kids are lights out and I'm doing my evening routine and finishing checking off the boxes. And there are days where I get to the end of the day and I'm like, well, didn't do that. And the opportunity has passed, whatever it may be. And I just say, okay, well, I'm going to hit all of the things that I can hit. And then I'm going to go to bed. And this wasn't a perfect day, but I got damn close.
Yeah, and I think that it's important to also remind people this is not about motivation. It's about becoming in alignment, because your behavior has to match the future that you say you want. If you're like, I've seen it on Instagram before, it's like your results won't match your goals, they'll match your habits.
Yep.
Your results will match your behaviors. You have to have rituals, routines, structures, like you have to have systems, rhythms, and they have to align. Like, you're aligning your integrity with your values, all of these things. That's getting your life in alignment with what you're saying you want. But you can't just say you want it. You have to take the actions to become that future version of yourself. Does she still have bad days? Yes. Does she still cry in her car sometimes? Yes. But she gets up with intention and she moves her life forward.
Exactly. Exactly. So let's do a quick check-in. Ask yourself, how does the best version of me, how does this future version of me spend their mornings? Like we just talked about. When I initially started talking about a morning routine, I used to think it had to include all of these things. All of these things. Because you were telling me about your morning routine and I was hearing about other ladies doing their morning routines and it's like, and this and this and this and this and this and this and this. And then I just said, nope, for right now, my morning routine is getting up at the same time every day, getting my coffee, because that's an important part of my morning routine that sets me up. I get janked when there's no coffee. And it's not even the coffee, right? It's not even the caffeine hit. It is the ritual. Uh-huh. Because when you build these habits inside your brain and then you go off course, your brain don't like it. Your brain don't like it, which is why it's important to build good habits and routines that work for your lifestyle. So initially, my morning routine was get up at the same time, do your Bible reading while having your coffee, and wash your face somewhere in there. Usually I get up, wash my face, grab my coffee, sit down and read. Now, because my goals have changed and I already built that habit of getting up at the same time, I've added to it. And so now I'm getting up. Instead of going right to my coffee and reading, I'm banging out my exercise. I'm moving my body in the morning because I know that that is the least favorite part of my whole day. And I want it done and over with. And I also know that by putting that at the forefront of my day, that's an easy win. I'm like, shh, I already worked out today. I ain't got to worry about it. Free as a bird the whole rest of the day, right? But I also know that when I go to shove that Cheeto in my mouth later, I'm going to remember that I already worked out. And I'm going to say, you will ruin that whole workout. That was for nothing. All that sweat you did, that waking up early shit, the moves you don't like, the fact that your legs hurt is for nothing if you eat this one Cheeto. Don't do it. So I literally set myself up for success for the whole rest of the day by doing just those few things in the morning.
Eat that frog. It's a book. Go get it. Read it. It's what Kylie's preaching.
And so the next thing you want to ask yourself is, what or who does this person not tolerate anymore? And let me just preach on this for a moment on a couple of things. For those of you people who are in the thick of it, in the space of life, like that's what I love about our dynamic, Trish, is that you are in a different space of life than I am. I'm in a different space of life than you are. And we have listeners who are somewhere in between us, somewhere behind us, somewhere in front of us. And so if you are in my space of life where you are raising your family, you've got kids at home, you're still, they're still dependent on you for a lot of things.
Wait, I still have all those things too, though.
Your kids don't need your help. They can run the stove without catching the house on fire, okay?
Can they though?
Listen. What I want you to ask is, what are you not going to tolerate from yourself, but also from your family? Okay, because we've talked a lot about leading by example, and I will be the first one to raise my hand and say, the best thing I'm consistent at is being inconsistent, right? And that's why on my six-figure Kylie sheet, consistency is there. So the thing I don't want to make a list of it, three things. We don't need like a hate session, but make a list of three things. I am not going to tolerate procrastination, lack of discipline, and negativity. Those are my three things.
Love it.
Those are my three things for myself, and those also translate to my family. I am not going to tolerate y'all not helping me clean up this house, because I sure as hell didn't throw all the macaroni on the floor. That wasn't me. And doing things together. I'm not cleaning this kitchen by myself anymore. I'm not going to tolerate that. I gave everybody a job. You all can do this job, and then we can spend more time together. And I know that it's gonna be like pulling teeth to get us into these habits, but I know that if I can show consistency, if I can be the strong one for just 21 days, that's just 3 weeks. At the end of that 3 weeks, it's going to be a habit and it won't be so difficult and everything will be running smoother. And I visualize that. I visualize waking up in a clean house. I visualize cleaning the kitchen with my family. I visualize all of these things, and it really helps set me up for success.
And I think that translates to so many people, places, and spaces. So you talked about with your family, but if you are a business owner, I will not tolerate employees talking badly about other employees or about clients. If you are in a relationship, I will not tolerate my significant other talking to me in a disrespectful way. If you have kids, teenagers, or 20-year-olds that you are still supporting, I will not tolerate you coming in after a certain time. I'm blessed. Trent always is like, he's in at a good time. He's always checking in. But I know there are a lot of kids his age. I feel so blessed because a lot of kids his age, they're just running and ripping and running and not paying attention to their parents who are still providing support financially and mentally in a home over your roof. You still got to respect their boundaries and their rules. You don't get to talk to them like that, right?
Yeah.
So do not tolerate it in any facet in your life, in any facet, because you deserve, whoever you are, whatever gender you are, whatever place, space, and time you're in, you deserve respect, you deserve a positive environment, and you deserve to be able to wake up every morning with a smile on your face and go to sleep with a smile on your face and live well.
I like that.
Yeah.
Preach. I really like this next one. What does this person say yes to with excitement, not out of obligation? And I'm listening to The Year of Yes right now. It's my Audible that I'm listening to. And she's not my favorite. I know she's your favorite.
Really? I love her so much.
I do. I'm liking the book, but there's just a lot in there that is not my jam. However, listening to that book has gotten me saying yes to things that I normally would say no to, like flying internationally.
We're going to Rome. I don't think we've said that on the podcast yet.
Dude, I truly, that book had a huge influence on me actually opening up my mind to the possibility. I have never left the country. Canada doesn't count because they are just our top hat here in America. I've never been to Mexico. I've literally never left the country, let alone the continent. And I remember when I asked you if you were ready for vacation and you were like, yeah, let's go to Rome. And I was like, no. I heard the yes story in my mind. Say yes to things that are scary. Say yes to things that are exciting. And so I said, yes, let's go. And God allowed everything to fall into place. I mean, if it's not in the cards for you to say yes, then it's not. But ask yourself, what does future you say yes to with excitement and not out of obligation?
I love that. And so, like, we'll wrap real quick in, because I think that's a great place. So if you are not there yet, there is no shame. Start small. Start with your calendar. Start with one boundary. Start with one brave conversation or one action that says, I am already the person that I need to be. Act like that person. Post like that person. Speak like that person. Walk into the room with some confidence and power like that person would, because you are that person. You've already arrived.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for joining us this week on The Elite Life. Please make sure that wherever you're listening, you hit that sub button and come back next week, because we drop fresh content every Thursday here on The Elite Life.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on The Elite Life Podcast with Trish and Kylie. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend so we can keep delivering you more fantastic insights on grit, grace, and growth. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook, where we'll keep the ideas flowing to help you build a life you love and leave a legacy you can be proud of. Until next time.
Realtors, are you so over spinning your wheels, spending more money than you're making? Sick and tired of buying leads that have already talked to six other agents? Then stop. MyStarsAcademy.com offers real estate training, coaching, and business scaling for agents and brokers. It's your turn to learn from experts in the real estate, mortgage, title, and home warranty fields. Their combined knowledge brings you over 80 years of experience, so you do not want to miss this opportunity that only MyStarsAcademy.com offers. This is your one-stop shop to learn from multiple experts in the industry in one space at your pace. These coaches have boots-on-the-ground experience and track records of success at all levels in the industry. Agents have been using this program for years to ensure they ramp up quickly, 10x their checks, and level up their real estate business. And brokers use this trusted system to train their agents, which saves them time and frees them up to do what they do best, make that money. The Agent Accelerator Program has training modules on everything you need to know, from business setup and goal tracking to finding free leads, and even how to leverage your social media to build a constant flow of clients. We teach you how to convert more leads, which convert to more closings and equals more money in your pocket. Plus, we offer a money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose and tons of knowledge, tools, and resources to gain. So head over to MyStarsAcademy.com today so you can start making more money now.